You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in studio by Kate Lochte, as well as Murray Callaway County's Bariatric Solutions nurse practitioner Rhonda Boone and cancer survivor Jimmy Sue Mathis. Welcome.
Thank you all for coming in. We should let your patients know that we won't keep you long, okay?
Thank you.
We're here because it's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and the giant colon has been traveling throughout the state. But you guys have a really intimate knowledge of the issues surrounding colorectal cancers, and I just toss it to you, Rhonda, to set the perspective of just how important this is for Kentucky.
Well, for one thing, Kentucky is has one of the highest mortality rates for colon cancer in the country, and throughout the country, it's one of the top three cancers: breast cancer, lung, and then colon rectal cancer. And it is one of those that's easily preventable and curable if it detected at an early stage. And the most reliable and accurate way is through a colonoscopy. And this is Colon Rectal Cancer Awareness Month. And we like to get it out to everyone that it is important. It saves lives, just like mammograms, PSA for men, the colon rectal. And it affects men and women equally.
And it has possible genetic origins, also dietary origins, other indicators?
Well, it can be pretty silent, but yes, it is noted that it can be hereditary, especially if you have a father, sibling. You probably need to get your colonoscopy done sooner than the age of 50, which is what they recommend across the board, whether you have family members that have colon cancer. As far as ways to detect and think that you might have a problem, that's not always easy to do. Of course, rectal bleeding can be one thing, abdominal bloating, weight loss, fatigue. But there again, that can account for a lot of different things. So basically, the colonoscopy is really what you need to have done.
Well, we should include Jimmy Sue at this point because she was a colonoscopy avoider for a while, I think.
Yes.
and tell your story.
Okay, last year in June we had to have a wellness check for our insurance, so I had my colonoscopy, and Dr. Finch we worked for him, and he had found my cancer. And he found it one day, and it was out the other. So I was one lucky person.
And you've gone through a series of radiation, and mm-hmm. and you're alive.
Right. I went through 6 months of chemo, mm-hmm. and I'm through with all that now, and so I consider myself a survivor.
Well, why did you wait?
I was scared, I guess. And it's just one of those things that you put off, and I put mine off just about to the last day. So,
my gosh.
Early detection is the best warning.
And your cancer was very large,
yes.
And you didn't really know about it.
Grapefruit size.
And you knew something maybe was wrong,
yeah.
Because of indigestion?
I thought IBS, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really a miraculous kind of save. In our midst. And I have a good friend who's recovering from rectal cancer, and she's doing pretty darn well. And she's been treated for a routine cancer and is confident that she's going to be on the other side too and a survivor. So with proper care and attention and early mm-hmm. detection, there's hope.
Yes, I think a lot of people are just avoid the colonoscopy because they're afraid of the prep and they're embarrassed, and it's nothing to be, the prep's not great, but it's a lot better than it used to be, and it's certainly worth it as opposed to having your colonoscopy, as opposed to a $60,000 treatment and questionable whether or not you'll survive.
And, you know, you said embarrassment, and I think you really hit the nail on the head there, because when my dad, who's now passed, but he was around 80, and he had cancer detection, And his primary concern was not that he would live through cancer, but he would have to wear a colostomy bag. Mm-hmm. And when they told him that the surgery was successful, the only thing he wanted to know was about the bag. And I suppose that is a real issue for people.
Yes, it is.
Because it's an inconvenience and it is an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. My friend asked her doctor about going to the beach, and he said, go to the beach.
Well, and there's a lot of new devices that you can utilize so it's not that obvious, and you can go without a shirt. But hopefully you can avoid that by the early detection. I think Katie Couric, several years ago, her husband passed of colon rectal cancer, and I think she's the one that really brought it to the front of the table and made people a lot more aware that it's important to get the screening done. He left her with the small children, and he died at a very early age.
Now, there are other things that you can do to help your body avoid colorectal cancers, and you had a good list of them when you spoke with me yesterday.
A lot of it has to do with, 50 and over. You really need to get a colonoscopy then. But people who smoke, obesity, poor, unhealthy eating habits. They say a lot of red meat, processed foods, bacon, sausage, hot dogs. I'm not going to say that's going to cause cancer, but I think everything in moderation, except the smoking, no smoking. There again, the family history. If you have a history of an irritable bowel or colitis or Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, that will put you at a higher risk as well.
So what is your theory about Kentucky being so high on the list of states having fatalities with this kind of cancer?
I think it's probably all of the above that I just said. I think Kentucky is, in general, we may be a little more unhealthy. We are a very high-rated state for obesity. Maybe people are just not aware or I don't know. I honestly don't know, except for the fact that we don't really take care of ourselves in the state of Kentucky. I think it's getting better. I think the stats are improving as far as the colon cancer survivors, and hopefully we'll be seeing in that trend in the state of Kentucky as well.
Now, I bet that there are some people under 50 here who may not know what a colonoscopy is. Do you want to describe it?
Well, the prep usually starts the day before. It's very important to be where Dr. Finch or the surgeon who will be doing the testing can visualize where he's going to be. It is a tube. You are asleep. It's a large tube that has a light, and Dr. Finch or whoever will insert it into the colon, and it can visualize the large intestine. It will often, if he does detect a polyp, which is could be precancerous, and he will remove that and biopsy. He'll also be looking for inflammatory bowel disease, if that's a question. And it's not your sleep. It doesn't hurt. You're awake and home, resting the rest of the day. And it's certainly worth taking a day off from work to have done.
And yet people dread it.
Yes.
So don't stop dreading it. It's
yeah,
not that
it's
big
not
a deal.
It's not as bad. And like I said, it's a lifesaver. It can it's a lot better than the outcome or the chemo and the radiation that people have to undergo.
So you feel completely good.
I do. I feel great.
Well, Jimmy
really
Sue Mathis, we're glad you're here. And Rhonda Boone, thank you for being
thank
here
you.
To talk about colorectal cancer.
Thank you.
Thank you.